You don't have any tattoos, but I want to know how you would deal with this.
Okay.
So this lady got a sit down with the tattoo artist, and some tattoo artists, it takes weeks, months to get on their radar.
Why is it? Because they're super famous?
Because they're super famous or super good.
Okay.
It's not something you don't want to walk into a tattoo shop off the street and say, I'll take the next guy in line.
Right. You want to go to somebody who's has a reputation that you know, right?
Or okay. You look at their stuff online and you say, this is really good. You do your research. Don't be like me. Just don't walk in and get bad ink just because they advertise on your radio station. Just don't do that. But I mean, there's a girl in Charlotte who charges $200 an hour just to sit down and talk to you about your tattoo.
Whoa.
So she'll talk to you and design it, and the whole time she's charging you. So this lady goes in, she finally gets to sit down, she's finally getting the ink, and the tattoo artist doesn't charge by the tattoo, they charge by the hour.
Okay.
So it's $125 an hour.
Okay.
So they're giving you a tattoo. Hours going by, the tattoo artist got up 7 times to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
So 7 times total within that hour, got up, went to the bathroom. God only knows what they were doing. Could be doing bumps in the bathroom, could have whatever.
Maybe it's just diarrhea. Maybe she drank too much tea. Yeah. Maybe she's pregnant.
But it's not an easy thing to leave while doing a tattoo and then come back. You have to scrub back in. You have to rewrap all the things. You got to get new needles. It ended up being a 3-hour tattoo. It should have only taken a half an hour to do.
Oh.
So now the tattoo artist is charging her 3 hours of work.
No.
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 But
I'm not paying you for 3 hours. Yeah, no. Mm-mm. You're going to have to give me some kind of discount. I understand that you're an artist and that's why I came to you. And I'm willing to pay your fee for the time that you actually put in. But I would have had a stopwatch. And as soon as she got up, stop.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as she started again, go. And then clock it to see how much is actually tattoo time. Because you taking a break? No, I'm not paying for your break. I'm not your boss.
Right.
You're here to do a job. Can you imagine if you and I were on the air and the middle of I'm just going to go to the bathroom now, Anthony. I mean, some jobs, you have to just finish the job. You can't just stop in the middle of the sentence.
But
in the middle
of
the job.
In that chair for 3 hours. So that's where the 3-hour bill came up. It wasn't less than an hour.
But what if the tattoo artist took a 40-minute phone call? So yeah,
I guess it's like a taxi. The it keeps rolling.
But that's not how it should work. That's not fair. I'm not paying for you to talk on the phone to your boyfriend. I'm not paying for you to go to the bathroom 7 times. No. Mm-mm.
Okay, so you're saying no. I'm saying, well, she took that chair up for that. So 7 times going to the bathroom, at least 5 minutes every time going to the bathroom.
And then you got to scrub back in. So that's another 5 minutes. So like 10 minutes. So that's an hour right there. That's a little more than an hour.
Right.
Cumulatively. So yeah. I'd be like, listen, I would have said to her, listen, dude, I got up a lot. I've got like a thing going on. I'll charge you for 2 hours. That's what I would have said.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I would pay it because that's what the shop charges, not her. So the shop is charging for that chair for 3 hours. So,
you know, that's a tough thing. I've got a friend that's going through this right now. So he has a salon and he has 2 different people that work for him who are both brilliant haircut, color, whatever the stylist. They're amazing. One of them gets you in and out. They cut your hair and like maybe, you know, you get your hair washed 5 minutes. They cut your hair maybe 15 minutes. They blow it out for 10. You're in and out in less than an hour. The other person literally like talks to each piece of hair, takes forever, washes your hair not once but twice, you know, washes your hair, does the first thing, washes your hair again, does a second thing, dries your hair, cuts it again. And she takes a good solid, she's taken up to 3 hours, but like an average 2 hours for the same haircut that someone else took under an hour. Like maybe I was in and out of there one time in 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was like dominoes, you know? And they both charge the same thing. They both charge $150 for a haircut because that's what the salon charges. It's $150. Mm-hmm. whether your haircut takes 30 minutes or whether it takes 3 hours, it's $150. And it's a problem for the salon owner because they don't want that chair taken up for 3 hours. They could have turned that. It's like being a waitress. You could turn the table. You know, like when I waited tables, if somebody was just sitting there sucking on a coffee for a long time, I would say, can I move you to the bar? They'll even buy you a drink. I need the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, somebody else is pushing 10 people through. You're only pushing 2 people through. That's a big problem.
Right. And as a business, you can't make money off of just 2 people. You need, I mean, a lot of those businesses are about volume.
Mm.
So overcharging a customer that your lady took too long for, your problem is the lady, not the customer.